News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's approved a massive military spending bill, and Sagar Magani reports it also puts pressure on Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
The annual bill came in at $901 billion this year and gained bipartisan support. It pushes back on some recent Pentagon moves, including demanding more information about boat strikes in the Caribbean, and it pushes Hegseth to let all lawmakers see unedited videos of the strikes, including the controversial one in September that killed two survivors in the water after an earlier strike.
They're not allowing us to see it. And if they could edit all the other videos that Secretary Hegseth he liked, they can sure as hell edit this one.
Nevada Democrat Jackie Rosen says Hegseth's refusal shows his deep disdain for both Congress and the American people, whom she says should also see the videos. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the House, four centrist Republicans broke with party leadership over health care, signing on to a Democratic-led petition that will force a House vote on extending subsidies for those with health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith has told lawmakers in a closed-door interview that his team developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump criminally conspired to overturn his 2020 election loss. That according to portions of Smith's opening statement obtained by the AP. Searches for two killers in New England, investigators in Rhode Island asking the public to review any security or phone footage from the week before the mass shooting at Brown University. While in Massachusetts, they're looking for a suspect in the shooting of an MIT professor. Warner Brothers Discovery's urging shareholders to reject Paramount Skydance's takeover bid. More drops for AI stocks dragged Wall Street to its worst day in nearly a month. The S&P fell 1.2%, while the NASDAQ dropped 1.8%. The Dow lost 228 points. This is AP News. Tesla's marketing is raising more than eyebrows. Lisa Dwyer explains.
California regulators are threatening to suspend Tesla's license to sell its electric cars for 30 days unless the automaker tones down its marketing tactics for its self-driving features after a judge concluded that the company has been misleading consumers about the technology's capabilities by using the terms autopilot and full self-driving. After the initial filing against the company in 2023, Tesla did put in new wording that the company's full self-driving package still requires supervision by a human driver. Tesla has 90 days to make additional changes to avoid California's sales suspension. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Saturn's giant moon Titan may not have a vast underground ocean after all, rather deep layers of ice and slush akin to Earth's polar seas. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.